I'm tired of being called light brown or dark tan, because I'm neither. I'm beige, and I'm proud, and I'm also tired of being second place to Mr. Brown Crayon. It's not fair that Mr. Brown gets all the bears, ponies, and puppies, while the only things I get are turkey dinners, if I'm lucky. And wait, let's be honest. When was the last time you saw a kid excited about coloring wheat? Run as fast as you can and catch that truck.
Who are you?
No time. Get to the truck.
I haven't run this hard since...
No one cares. Oh, no.
Oh, no what?
There's only one left, and that nun's about to buy it. Quick, slap it out of her hands. Now.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, it's beautiful.
Tear off the wrapper and dig in. Now, aren't you glad you listened to that voice in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Klondike bars. You'll do anything to get your hands on one. My family moved here back over, it has to be at least 60 years now. You see, back then, we couldn't get housing nowhere. There was all sorts of discriminatory housing policies. Even with this discrimination, we managed to find this little community here, where everybody who'd been denied loans, turned away, or forced out, came together. Because, well, we really didn't have any choice.
A quick sniff in her direction confirmed it. This was the mark we'd been searching for.
That's the one, right there,
I said.
Finally! I thought I was going to starve to death,
Elvis muttered, following me as I weaved through the people congregated around what Cassie had called the drink table to make my way to the redhead. Like most non-pet-owning humans, she was sure to get flustered and throw food, bratwurst, hopefully, when confronted with a begging dog.
You want me to do the sad eyes, or you?
You do it, I answered. I'll run interference.
On it.
Have you heard all these albums influenced by house music lately? It's great, but I'm like, where have you been? You're all 30 years late to the party.